Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic I'll be discussing today is worry. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it gets you nowhere. Do you spend most of your time focused on the future, worrying about what might happen? Do you believe that if you worry enough, you can prevent things from happening? Does worrying interfere with your ability to calmly face life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, consider yourself an excessive worrier. Worry, which is a form of speculation, is a natural response to many of life's uncertainties. Everyone worries from time to time, and that is a good thing if it prevents recklessness or spurs someone to action. Occasional worrying may serve a purpose. In certain situations, it can act as a motivator. It can be positive when it causes us to resolve problems, prepare for things like exams or job interviews, or see a doctor to have something suspicious checked out. Chronic worrying, an obsession with life's what-ifs that causes anxiety and consumes you with fear, is an entirely different thing. Excessive worriers feel uneasy, fearful, or overly concerned about a future event. They repetitively think about or are preoccupied with the possibility of negative outcomes. There are many reasons why you may worry. Though it appears irrational, if worry didn't make sense to you or there wasn't some sort of payoff, you wouldn't do it. Perhaps you were someone who does not like to be caught off guard. You may be unable to tolerate uncertainty, doubt, or unpredictability, so you worry to prepare yourself for every possible outcome. Worrying may be your way to predict the future and control the outcome of it. Perhaps you are someone who thinks that if you worry enough and leave no stone unturned, you might come up with a solution. Or maybe worrying distracts you from your emotions or keeps your mind occupied until the future arrives. Sometimes worry is rooted in poor self-confidence. It's easier to worry about something that you feel incapable of handling than to actually do something about it. Some people worry excessively to get the attention of others, or they think that if they worry about the worst-case scenario, any outcome will be better by comparison. And some chronic worriers believe that they can prevent things from happening by worrying about them. Some parents think that worrying proves they are devoted and care about their children. They think other people see it the same way, that if they're not worrying, others will see them as bad parents. This mindset is usually handed down from generation to generation. If your parent or parents were worriers, you may believe that worrying shows love. Let me set the record straight. Concern shows love. Worrying does not. Some people feel a sense of accomplishment when they worry. They feel like they are problem solving. But worrying and problem solving are two different things. Problem solving requires a logical plan of action. It is proactive. Worrying is not. Dwelling on worst-case scenarios does not help you deal with the problem. It does not lead to solutions. Though it may seem like worrying helps to predict the future, avoid surprises, and control the outcome, it is just an illusion. Worrying about the future does not make life safer or more predictable. It just generates more worries. The only predictable outcome of any situation is that it never turns out the way you think it will. There are too many variables in life. We have no idea what will happen in the future. So why worry? We live in a culture and an era that promotes worry and stress. With news playing 24 hours a day, we hear about the economy, crime, terrorism, conspiracy theories, environmental health hazards, natural disasters, dietary concerns, and incurable diseases. We constantly hear about new scientific health discoveries. It seems that everything we eat or expose ourselves to causes cancer. Many people worry about money, how they will pay their bills, fix their car, feed their family, save enough money to send their children to college, or pay for health care. Some people worry about their investments, getting sued, or how safe their money is in the bank. People worry about their business failing or about their jobs. What happens if they get fired or laid off? What happens if they don't get a promotion or raise? What happens if they don't meet a deadline? What happens if they get caught in traffic and are late for work? Young people worry about school, finishing projects, taking tests, getting anything less than an A. Many people worry about their health or their family's health. Every lump, bump, headache, and cough turns into a fantasized terminal illness. A doctor's visit could ease their minds if they put their trust in the doctor. But doctors make many mistakes and miss so many diagnoses these days that it's hard to put all our faith in them. Some people worry about germs and cleanliness. Death is probably the biggest unknown any of us will face, and a worry for many people. Safety is a major concern for chronic worriers. They worry about all the things that could possibly endanger their children: kidnapping, drugs, the influence of other children, violence in video games or on TV. Or they worry about dying and leaving their children parentless. They worry about car crashes, plane crashes, and crossing the street. Some worriers go out of their way to only make right turns when driving because they fear the risk of turning left and having to cross traffic. Many people worry about being the victim of a crime and how they'd handle it. We worry about losing what we have, our relationships, our monetary wealth, our mental faculties or physical abilities, our freedom or independence, and our power, status, or fame. We worry about what is happening in our country and in the world. Some people worry about what others think of them, about being judged, or about having their true self exposed. They're afraid to be vulnerable, make a mistake, to not be perfect. Some people worry about knowing their true selves, who they are, and what they are behind the facade they show others. And the most useless thing that people worry about is the past, things that have already happened, and things they cannot do anything about. I didn't point out all these things there are to worry about in life to prove that you have legitimate reasons to worry. Granted, there is much in life you could worry about, but the constant stream of consuming doubts will paralyze you and ruin the quality of your life. Worrying is a time waster. It overshadows everything else and limits the time you have to experience all the good things that life has to offer you. You cannot keep bad things from happening by worrying about them, but you can keep yourself from enjoying what goes on in the present. While worry dominates your thoughts, all the mental space that should be available to receive solutions is blocked. Concentration on immediate tasks is nearly impossible when you are busy worrying about the future. Habitual fears, doubts, and worries waste your time while negating your ability to be present, productive, and successful in life. Are you the type of person that starts worrying the moment your head hits the pillow? Problems seem worse at night when there is nothing to distract you from them. But when you allow yourself to worry before going to sleep, you stimulate your mind and make falling asleep very difficult. When you do fall asleep, your sleep cycles will be disturbed. Your sleep will not be as restful and rejuvenating as it should be. You will find yourself edgy and tense the next day. Are you so entrenched in worry that you cannot imagine life without it? Yet, you hate feeling like a nervous wreck all the time. Persistent worrying is often accompanied by side effects like headaches, anxiety, tension, irrational fears, apprehension, and indecisiveness, and can even bring on debilitating psychiatric symptoms such as depression, neurosis, hypervigilance, panic attacks, and paranoia. On the other side of the coin, these same psychiatric disorders can be the cause of irrational worrying. The excessive worrier may have clinical psychiatric disorders that are causing them to react to every situation with worry. Some people have the tendency to self-medicate and self-soothe, and therefore fall prey to harmful habits like smoking, using alcohol or drugs, or overeating. Using these temporary fixes will only perpetuate and worsen the problem. Excessive worry and anxiety are not normal, healthy states of mind. They trigger the fight or flight response, which causes the body's sympathetic nervous system to release the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol boosts blood sugar levels and triglycerides, which are meant to fuel the body. But if this fuel is not used for physical activity and used instead for worrying, the body will react with symptoms like dizziness, headaches, dry mouth, nausea, shortness of breath, muscle aches and spasms, sweating, difficulty swallowing, tremors, rapid heart rate, and rapid breathing. The hormone surge causes a physical change in your body that may lead to serious physical health issues such as digestive disorders, heart disease, immune system suppression, and high blood pressure. Worrying serves to reinforce itself, which makes it a very hard habit to give up. Most chronic worriers believe that worrying protects them in some way. As long as you believe that worrying serves a positive purpose in your life, you will continue to do it. Research shows that excessive worriers do not have more stressful situations in their lives than non-worriers. They just perceive everyone and everything to be potential threats, are always worried that things will go wrong, and dwell on the worst possible outcomes. In the mind of an excessive worrier, the world is a threatening, dangerous place that they are powerless over. problems loom large around every corner. These irrational feelings of impending doom, known as cognitive distortions, add to a worrier's anxiety and perpetuate the problem. Cognitive distortions are often part of a lifelong thinking pattern. They create self-doubt in the worrier, cause them to worry about their ability to handle the future problems they will encounter in life. This non-reality-based way of thinking usually happens so automatically that you are unaware of doing it. Breaking this pattern involves retraining your brain. If you are a chronic worrier, you have probably tried telling yourself not to worry and to think positive. That's like telling yourself to close your eyes for 3 minutes and not picture great big yellow polka dots. When you close your eyes, you will not be able to get the thought of great big yellow polka dots out of your head. Telling yourself to not do something makes you pay extra attention to it. The very thing you are trying not to do becomes more prevalent in your mind. But there are effective strategies that you can employ to control your obsessive worrying tendencies. Okay, we are about halfway through, so let's take a brief 1 minute break. I'll return after the musical interlude. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Discussion. Worry. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Whenever you find yourself worrying, the first question to ask yourself is this problem solvable or unsolvable? If the problem is solvable, begin looking for solutions. The solutions don't have to be perfect. Just make a list of all possible options that are within your realm of control. Evaluate your options and formulate a plan. You will feel much more relaxed when you know what you can do, and even better when you put your plan into action. If the worry is not something you can solve, ask yourself 3 questions. Is my concern realistic? How likely is it that this will happen? Will this matter in 20 years? The good news is that you can learn how to break the habit of excessive worrying and train yourself to view life with more positivity. To break your cycle of worrying, you will need to find a balanced perspective between logic and emotional reaction. The most important thing you can do is learn to accept your feelings and face your fears. Instead of challenging them, bring your worries to the forefront. Whenever you have a thought or feeling that makes you anxious, acknowledge it. Don't ignore it, fight it, judge it, or control it. The next thing to do is analyze it. Try to identify what is it about the thought that worries you. Look at both the positive and negative aspects. It might help to write it all down. Then to decide if the worry truly is realistic, ask yourself to back up the thought with logic or proof of why it is true or not true. To gain a different perspective, observe your fear without judgment from the outside looking in. By facing your fears head on and analyzing them, you will discover that they aren't as bad as you imagine them to be. Make it a point to be decisive. The less time you give yourself to worry and the quicker you take action, the better you will feel. One way to stop yourself from projecting your worries into the future and change your way of thinking is to practice something called mindfulness meditation. Through this technique, you develop a new mental habit and break the worry cycle. Mindfulness meditation teaches you to stay focused on the present moment. It's about learning to let your worried thoughts drift by. Whenever you get stuck on a negative thought or your mind wanders back to your worries, you will bring your attention back to the present moment. Through mindfulness meditation is a simple concept. It takes practice to reinforce a new way of thinking. So try not to get discouraged. Keep doing it. Don't give up. Staying mindful of the present will eventually become second nature. It just takes practice. Some people find it helpful to set a designated time and place for their worrying. The recommended amount of time for your session is 30 minutes. Choose a time that won't interfere with your sleep or other scheduled responsibilities. During this worry period, allow yourself to worry about everything and anything that is bothering you. Be disciplined. When the time period is up, so is the worrying. By using this technique, you can postpone your worrying. You don't have to suppress it or judge it. Just postpone it until later. Whenever a worry comes to mind, jot it down on paper. Remind yourself that you don't have to think about it at that moment because there will be time to worry about it later. Another approach that will help keep your worries in perspective is to keep a worry diary or make worry lists. By writing everything down, you will see how much you worry, what you worry about, and how it affects you. Every time you start to worry, write down your thoughts and what provoked them. Start each entry with, "I am worried that," or "I am worried about." Refer back to your notes every few weeks and cross off whatever you worried about that didn't happen, or write down how it happened differently than you expected. Excessive worriers tend to take a situation, allow it to snowball, and then turn it into a catastrophe in their minds. Even in the most minor situations, they imagine the worst-case scenarios. A technique called decatastrophizing has you imagine the worst-case scenario of your worry, think about the end result, and then decide how you will cope with it. This allows you to take an irrational response and decide on a realistic outcome. It removes your feeling of helplessness and gives you more control over the situation. Exercise is a must for worriers. It relieves tension and burns adrenaline, so it is a great stress buster. A half hour of exercise 3 times a week will improve your mood, brighten your outlook, and give you an overall sense of well-being. Go for a walk, run, or work out at the gym. They are all effective mood enhancers. Exercise is also beneficial because it redirects your focus from your mind to your body. Practices like yoga and tai chi are particularly effective in directing your consciousness away from your mind and focusing it on your body and breathing. Excessive worriers tend to eat too little, eat too much, or eat foods that are bad for them. Neglectful eating causes unstable blood sugar levels that leave you feeling tired, nervous, and generally unhappy. Eating a healthy diet and eating regularly will keep your blood sugar stable, therefore have a beneficial effect on your state of mind. Cut down or eliminate coffee, tea, or soft drinks that have caffeine, and also cigarette smoking. They all stimulate the nervous system and cause you to feel tense and jittery. Many people worry about their health, even when there is nothing to worry about. To alleviate anxiety about your health, focus on living well, but don't obsess about it. If you'd like to take a few supplements or vitamins to boost your already healthy diet, do it, but don't go overboard. You can create a toxic overload by going above the recommended intake. Remember, your food has nutrients in it too, and it is much healthier to get your vitamins and minerals from the food you eat. The same goes for dieting. Worrying over the nutritional, fat, and calorie content of every morsel of food you put in your mouth will make you a nervous wreck. Learn to strike a healthy balance with your eating habits so you don't become obsessed with it. Get to know and understand the way your body works so you don't feel like you always have to worry about it. The human body is very complicated. It ages and it changes. Every change and symptom does not signify a terminal illness. If you notice a change that concerns you, see your doctor so you can find out if anything is wrong and to ease your mind. If you don't agree with the diagnosis, get a second opinion. If nothing is wrong, stop worrying. If your worrying is affecting the quality of your life, it is wise to see your primary care doctor. You may have health problems that are fueling your anxiety and causing your incessant worrying. If your doctor finds that you are in good physical condition, he or she may recommend that you see a psychologist or psychiatrist. Psychological counseling can help you understand why you worry and teach you strategies to cope with the issues that set you off. Psychological therapy can be very effective, but you should know going into it that you will not get better just by sitting in the therapist's chair. The therapist is there to guide you, but you will have to do the work and make the changes needed if you want to change your worrying patterns. Psychologists cannot prescribe medication, but psychiatrists can. If you can't seem to get a handle on your worrying problem, it is wise to be evaluated by a psychiatrist. If you truly have a brain malfunction or chemical imbalance, some prescription medications can completely eradicate the worrying tendency without altering your mood or personality. Be patient. It may take several weeks to get your dosage and medications right. Many people get relief from their chronic worrying by practicing relaxation techniques or meditation. The mind and body cannot be anxious and calm at the same time. These methods will give you a hiatus from worrying. And with regular practice, you can train your body and mind to relax on their own. Methods like progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, and deep breathing causes the brain waves to shift from beta rhythm, which is a high alert state of mind, to alpha rhythm, a relaxed yet conscious state of mind. There are many CDs you can buy and classes you can attend to guide you through these exercises. You can very effectively change the way your body responds to stress through a practice of daily meditation. While meditating, you are focusing on either your breathing or your mantra. And then every time your thoughts drift to the past or present, past or future, you gently bring them back to the present moment. Some people like to relax and unwind by listening to music or by using aromatherapy. Many people get massages to relax their body and their mind. Learning to relax takes practice. If you try relaxation methods or meditation and they make you uncomfortable or you think they're not working because you are doing something wrong, understand that these thoughts are normal. Everyone feels this way at first. Tell yourself that you have nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying these methods, and then do your best to stick with it. It won't always be so hard or so frustrating. Soon, you will enjoy your relaxation practice and its benefits. Alternative remedies like herbs, homeopathy, tinctures, and Bach flower remedies have become very popular. But they can be more powerful than orthodox medicine and may have dangerous side effects. Before using any of these remedies, always consult a holistic practitioner and have your treatment supervised. I am a great believer in acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine, and I have used it for over 20 years. A well-trained, knowledgeable practitioner can do wonders in bringing harmony to your body and your mind. When used properly, acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine are safe, effective, and have little or no side effects. It is always worth trying because it can't hurt you, it won't kill you, and chances are it will make you feel better. We should all be mindful of our surroundings and the company we keep. People and places give off vibes that can greatly affect our moods. If you are a chronic worrier, you should limit the amount of time you spend with negative people, in negative places, or around those who make you feel anxious. If you can't limit your exposure, then you should establish boundaries that make you feel more comfortable. If you know that certain topics make you worried or anxious, make it clear that you will not discuss them. There are people you can talk to who are great at calming you down, making you feel better, and helping you gain perspective. These are the people you should confide in. Do not share your feelings with those who reinforce your fears, doubts, and worries. That is a recipe for disaster. You cannot be certain about everything in life. You cannot control the world and every outcome. What you can control are your reactions. The way you react to any given circumstance, including worry, is a choice you make. The only moment you can influence is here and now. How many times have you made yourself sick worrying about something that never ended up happening or happened differently than you expected? Can you even remember what you were worrying about on this day last year? Worry cannot change the past or predict the future. All it does is waste precious moments and make you feel lousy. Things will always happen the way they are supposed to. So do what you can, try your best, and then accept and surrender to life. Mark Twain sums it all up in this quote: "I am an old man and have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened." We're out of time, but please feel free to contact me with any comments and questions you may have by emailing me at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com. Randy is spelled R-A-N-D-I. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, March 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss the topic, Understanding the Madness of Men Who Kill Their Families. All my shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.